Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share.
Hey, what's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in.
Yo, this is Spike Lou checking in from the Realville Media Group. The Realville Media Group is a podcast network created for creators. It gives us the platform to discuss our interests. And those interests currently include the On Deck TV podcast, where I co-host with my man Animal Brown and we discuss hip hop from a Southern point of view. I mean, because the South does have something to say.
Absolutely, man. Now that we got that out of the way, on to why we are here today. Well, in our 7 years of podcasting, we've been fortunate enough to be a part of a few live shows and have seen a thing or two. But what good would knowing this information be if we didn't share it?
You absolutely right, AB. And in this episode presented by the Black Pod Collective, we want to break down so many experiences we've had with our podcast and live events over the past 7 years.
Oh, no. Is that an echo?
Oh, no. You're not using social media effectively.
Oh, no. No one's listening to your podcast.
It's the Oh No segment. Let's hear today's host, Biggest Oh No's.
All right. Today, I'll discuss the three mistakes to avoid when putting together a live podcast. These are three things that popped off in my head when we were planning our show that I definitely want you to avoid. First thought process is, man, I have to have a huge following to do a live podcast. That's the only way I'm going to make money. False. A small, dedicated few fans will get you through even when you're just starting out and you don't think a lot of people are going to show up. Make sure you got your merch on deck. Make sure you got party supplies, quote unquote, drinks or whatever it is that your fans enjoy to have a good time. That way, even if it's a small, intimate setting and not a lot of people come out, those dedicated few that do come there and do show up, have a good time and enjoy the conversation, and you are building that pipeline for them to tell someone else about your podcast. So don't think it has to be 1,000 people for you to do your first live show. It could be 10, and those 10 fans can spread the word just effectively as if 1,000 Fairweather fans came. Remember, it doesn't have to be a large crowd to do a podcast, especially a live one. Secondly, you got to have a big guest to do your live podcast because that's going to draw people in. As I said before, it doesn't have to be a large crowd and it doesn't have to be a big name either. You know what you're doing. You're doing your podcast for a reason. Take that to the live concept. Have a free flowing, natural conversation with your co-host. Get the people involved that came to see you. That way they feel like they came for a good reason. So it doesn't have to be some big name or that person that you always wanted to get on your podcast that you roll out for your live show. Nope. You can do this with your co-host or even alone, just powering through with your fans, making sure that their experience is one of a kind when they come out and see you, because that's what the live event's for. And last but not least, the other and third mistake that I want to address is not going through a run through before you set up and start out. Yeah, that sounds obvious. Of course, you want to test out the equipment, but with so much going on, you may forget to sit down and actually make sure the mics work, the camera angles are great, how you're going to use your microphones, what you want it to look like. Take a whole day out to make sure that your audio is crispy, to make sure that everything looks how you want it to look even before you start letting people in, because that is one thing that you're not going to be able to fix on the fly. You want the experience to be great. You want to make sure that audio is crispy and what your fans are used to. So again, recapping those three mistakes, man, you don't have to have a large crowd to do this. You don't need a big guest to do one. And take your time and do a run through on your setup. Those are three things that will most definitely help you with your live podcast and three mistakes that people usually make when planning them that they have to do. Remember those things, man. You're off to a great start.
Be a part of the conversation by emailing your questions to hello@blackpodcollective.com.
You can also join the collective by visiting our website, blackpodcollective.com, and selecting membership.
We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.
Now that we figured out what not to do, let's talk about a few action items that you can get started on right away. First things first, what's the purpose? What's your end game for doing your live show? What type of ROI are you looking to get out of this? Is it to gain new followers, maybe create a fingerprint in your local area? Maybe you're doing an invite-only show for press in your area to gain awareness and build relationships with media figures. we held a live show and invited mostly other podcasters. Why? So we could connect and build with others in our field. Several relationships have been forged through that show, resulting in guest appearances on other podcasts and even collaboration projects. So find your why. After you figure that out, number two, lock in your location. There are several places online where you can find event spaces to suit your needs. Splacer.com, EventUp.com, and PeerSpace are some of my favorites. No matter the size or the budget, you should have no problems finding the perfect venue to match the vibe you're going for with your event. Number three, come up with giveaways. Everybody, and I mean everybody, loves free stuff. Think of creative, budget-friendly things that you can give away, preferably themed to your podcast. Also, don't forget to think of fun ways to give them out. Maybe tie into social media somehow using a hashtag. If you're a music pod, give away some headphones. You're a sports podcast, maybe tickets to a game. I once attended a relationship podcast and they gave away sex toys. I'm not even going to tell you what they had to do to win the prize, but the crowd loved it and it helped shape the experience of the live show, making it memorable, which is exactly what you want. Fourth, you want to create an Eventbrite page. All right, you want it to look as official as possible. So whether you're charging or not, you want to use a platform like Eventbrite to make it easy to keep up with possible attendees. You can make a nice splash page to entice people to come and also gather emails through Eventbrite for future promotions. Lastly, so you've got, you know, the why behind your event. You figured out the location. You've come up with fire giveaways and your Eventbrite is ready to go. Last but not least, you have to come up with a game plan to promote the show. Promoting through social media, you want to start at least a month in advance. And you could post a little teaser just a little bit earlier to kind of get people excited. Also, when you're promoting, remember it's quality over quantity. Your postings need to be engaging and make people want to attend. Create a hashtag specific to your event so people can follow along and see the other posts. Now, of course, make sure you're promoting on all of the platforms that are available and lean on your friends for some assistance if you can. Don't forget to email people if you have a strong mailing list and all those contacts that are sitting in your phone that you never talk to. Now would be a great time to send them a text and let them know what you've got going on. Don't forget to add that Eventbrite link in the text so they know it's real. All right, now that we've gotten everything in order for your live show, let's answer some lingering questions that you may have. All right, I'm going to take the first one. Do you get a sponsor to sponsor food and drinks? If so, how? Absolutely. You get a sponsor to sponsor anything you can get a sponsor for. All right, whether that's food and drinks, the venue itself, giveaways. Find a sponsor to take as much of the financial burden off you as possible.
Absolutely. And secondly, let's take another question. It says, how engaging should you be with the crowd? Should you cater segments around crowd interaction? That is a 100% yes. I hope we're not sounding like broken records with all these yeses to the question. But you want to make sure those people know that they came for a reason and your podcast is that reason. These people have been listening to you. They feel like they know you. Talk to them. Get them involved. Ask them questions. Create stuff that's going to make them remember the experience. Most importantly, it's going to make them tell their friends and people that may not be big podcast listeners, hey, I really enjoy myself at this. The next time I come to town, you should go with me. And that's how you're going to gain a grassroots fan base. It's going to help you with everything that you are looking to do from the live podcast.
Third and last question. Are live shows really worth the hassle? You guessed it. It's another yes. We're 3 for 3 with the yeses. Look, I understand the concern. There's a ton of prep that goes into an hour, maybe a 2-hour show that feels like it went by in 5 minutes. But it's extra worth it. All right. The engagement you get with your listeners, the added skills you gain by performing live, and most importantly, it's fun as hell. So if you're on the fence about doing it, I hope we were able to convince you with just a little bit of preparation, you can throw your next show and it'd be a major success for your brand. All right. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find more about RealVille Media Group at realvillemedia.com. That's RealVille media.com. And you can follow your boy on Instagram at @animal_brown.
Absolutely. And follow me on the same social media sites at I Am Spike Lou. Again, we would appreciate the time that we were able to share with you about getting your live podcast started and anything else to help you out with podcasting. Check out the On Deck TV podcast every Wednesday. Remember, the South got something to say.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast. a how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.